Good morning. It's Tuesday, December 3rd. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. Authorities in South Carolina say a SWAT standoff ensued when a masked, knife-wielding man attacked his girlfriend while high on meth on Thanksgiving night. A Charleston County Sheriff's report obtained by news outlets states that 32-year-old Jake Willis Walker came to the door of a home wearing a mask and holding a knife on Thursday. A woman accused him of assaulting her. The report says he refused to surrender to authorities for hours. He's charged with domestic violence and kidnapping. South Carolina authorities say a would-be robber was shot by a man who was attempting to sell the thief sneakers. News outlets report 23-year-old Janelle Montez Burton was shot, arrested, and charged with armed robbery, possession of a weapon during a violent crime, and unlawful carrying of a weapon. A Columbia Police news release says Burton agreed to buy athletic sneakers from a man and woman, but pulled out a gun instead of his wallet. The sneaker seller was also armed and shot at Burton. The head of South Carolina's Child Welfare Agency is asking for $127 million more next year to help turn around an embattled agency criticized for failing children. Department of Social Services Director Michael Leach is asking the General Assembly to boost the budget to pay for staff salary increases and the hiring of more caseworkers. The family of a man killed by police at a Chester Walmart last week gathered outside City Hall yesterday afternoon. They say they want answers from Police Chief Eric Williams. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan reports.
Because it hurts to know nothing, you know what I'm saying? Just give us answers to some of these questions that we have.
That's Michael McCree, the father of 28-year-old Ariane McCree, speaking over heavy wind gusts right below the window of Chief Williams' office. About two dozen members of the McCree family gathered to ask city police to release the names of the officers involved in the November 25th shooting. They also want to see any body cam or store-recorded video of the incident. Public details are few, but McCree was shot by Chester officers following what has been reported to be a shoplifting. McCree's mother, Vicki, says if Ariane was shoplifting, police could have handled it much better.
They know who my son was. They could have came and picked him up at the house. I mean, they just didn't have to take my son's life.
The family says no one from the city police department has contacted them so far. They have hired an attorney. City police did not comment. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.
McCree, a former linebacker at Mississippi's Jackson State University, allegedly ran from police custody. Police have said McCree had a gun. The officers involved in the shooting are on administrative leave while SLED continues to investigate. Grieving relatives of a boy accidentally killed by his father while hunting in South Carolina say his organs have saved the lives of three other children. News outlets report Vince Verdick says on Facebook that the kidneys and liver of his grandson, 9-year-old Colton Williams, were donated. Family members say the kidneys went to two other children in South Carolina, and the liver went to a child in Virginia. Williams was fatally shot Thursday while hunting with his father and a family friend. Williams was a fourth grader at Kelly Edwards Elementary School in Williston. It's that time of year again. Flu season is here. And a new report shows South Carolina is among several states already showing high levels of activity. Victoria Hansen has the latest from Charleston.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has found a majority of southern states are seeing high levels of flu activity, including Texas, Alabama, Louisiana, Georgia, Mississippi, Tennessee, and South Carolina. Mississippi has the highest of the southern states, South Carolina and Tennessee the lowest. The latest numbers from the Department of Health and Environmental Control show two more deaths associated with the flu in South Carolina, bringing the total number this year to three. All are in the upstate. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.